Exciting news, Freedom Mentor family. I'm about to introduce you to one of my early apprentices who became an extremely successful real estate investor, joined my mentoring team, and is now one of my leading mentors. For the past 15 years, I've worked with this gentleman on almost a daily basis. He's one of the sharpest minds in all of real estate investing, and he has so much wisdom to share with you as well. Without further ado, introducing Mr. Brian Bush. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Phil. It's great to be here.
Well, this isn't your first time in this spotlight, right? You've been on this channel before.
I think you've got a few testimonial videos I did a while back. That's been quite some years.
Yeah, and I'll put a link for everybody to see that. Now, you're gonna notice, y'all, he's got quite a few more gray hairs now.
Just a few. It's been about 15 years, so it's been quite a while in real estate.
Now, I didn't go the gray hair route. I just went ahead and lost mine, as y'all can see. But yeah, we've matured. It's been a good time. So I want to introduce you to everybody. Tell us a little about when you got started in real estate investing and how you found Freedom Mentor.
You know, I started studying real estate back in 99. I came across a late night infomercial, and at the time was looking for supplemental income. I actually kind of listened to it, thought, I don't know about this. And I reached out to my mom at the time, and we were just chatting, and she said, oh yeah, I've got that right here. And sure enough, she'd already picked it up. It was an audio cassette course. So I popped it in the Walkman and listened to it on the way into work for months, and really over a period of months learned just enough to be dangerous. But I put time into it and did the best I could to master it, and did a couple deals, did a couple lease options, did a pre-construction deal. So I had a little bit of success with it. But, you know, I fast forward into 2007, I had a couple lease options that turned into short sales, and had no idea what a short sale was. I tried to pull out every video I could find, and I just kind of moved forward, put together a package, and just sat on my hands. And I was coming across, you know, other changes going on in the market. I actually came across a training you were doing, and it was very instantly obvious you knew short sales and you knew what I needed. And so I joined, I think, back in February of 2008. And I think in about a year's time, I recognized more success than all my previous 8 years combined.
Wow.
Because I had the right mentoring. And that's really what I was lacking, though.
And that was during 2008, 2009, which is arguably the most difficult time to have been a real estate investor in American history. And so you had that acceleration of success during that time. So you become incredibly successful in your own right. But then you decide, almost to use the analogy of the Top Gun Academy, you graduate, but then you end up coming back to mentor and to train to be a professor, if you will. So what motivated you to do that?
You know, a lot of it was the passion you had that I saw for teaching, for coaching, and helping others. And, you know, when I saw as a student how much you gave to help me succeed, there was one time, it was the day after Thanksgiving, and, you know, I had a deal that had just gotten approved by the bank. I needed to get this thing on the market. And I'm thinking, the day after Thanksgiving, he's probably not going to even do the call. Sure enough, you're on the call. And there were two other people on there at the time. But that's exactly what I needed. And that kind of dedication is what got me to the success level that I was looking for. And I mentioned something in a call prior to that that really resonated with me. And it was that we weren't looking to just close a deal or two. We were looking to consistently close deals.
Right.
And at that point in my life, that's exactly what I was looking for. And that's what you taught me. And that has always stuck with me. And I learned a lot of things the hard way. I had a lot of bad habits that I needed to come out of that you helped me through. And so getting to help compress that learning curve for others is very rewarding. I love it.
Yeah.
I enjoy coaching and just trying to teach and help others get there faster and with more success. And so it's been mutually beneficial along the way as well.
And that is a rare trait. Many people may not believe that, but it's true. We have a lot of graduates, of course, across America. And some of them show a little bit more propensity to having that teaching bone inside them. And so I've offered the opportunity to quite a few of our graduates over the years. And what most of them say is, Phil, I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience to deal with some newbie. I mean, especially their first 3 to 5 deals. That's where all the patience, all the heavy lifting as a mentor is compressed into. And that's what I saw with you. Tremendous patience. You were willing to stick it out when someone brought their baggage and their bad decision-making to the relationship, and you would work with them. You'd work that through it with them, and they might sabotage a deal or two. And you were willing to say, hey, that cost you $30,000. You didn't listen to us, but hey, another deal's coming. And that was something so special. So right from the beginning, I noticed that, and that was many, 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 many years ago. But today, you have those people that in our program that actually sometimes send any message your way as opposed to mine, or get on your call as opposed to mine, because I get a little fiery, and you're just a little more low key, a little bit more patient. Sometimes I really get on to somebody if they just cost me $50,000, and you have a way of, all right, Phil, get a little upset about this, but let me talk you through what you can do to maybe fix this. So you get into the mentoring. Obviously, you're just like a duck to water. Great, great fit into our organization. You've been instrumental in helping so many of our people, many of our graduates. Some of y'all, you look at some of these reviews that people post online about being in this program, and they'll mention Brian. You know, Brian was absolutely amazing. Brian's this, Brian's that. So are there any maybe apprentices or deals that stick out in your mind of the thousands that you've reviewed and gone through and been a part of, and that really jumps out at you?
You know, one that comes to mind, when we talk about being coachable, some of the methods that we use that we've pioneered, kind of the school of hard knocks, and, as much time as we may spend with certain students trying to help them understand it and get through it, and some people are more coachable than others. One that sticks out, Jordan came along and he picked up so quickly on the methodology. In fact, it was really what he mastered. I don't think he did anything else. Right. And so what others might find to be typical, he's going, I'm not sure. But, he came in and his very first deal, he picked up a property that the owner had some homeless people living with him. It was just a really strange situation. It was absolutely trash. He was able to get in there and provide a solution, get this homeowner some cash to be able to transition. Got like 3 or 4 dumpsters full of things removed. He had to call the police just to get the deal started because he needed a police standby with all these homeless people hanging out, and there was an RV in the yard and all kinds of stuff. But the police were happy to help him. They've been called out to this place so many times. So he was able to put that together. He didn't have to rehab the whole property. He basically cleaned it out, made it a blank palette for a rehabber that wanted to come in and do it. He was able to make $143,000 on his very first closing.
Deal. Yeah.
He was just teachable. He followed the directions. He didn't try to make it harder on us. We guided him through. And so seeing someone come in and absolutely transform, he was able to quit his job and make some huge changes in his life. He's obviously since graduated, and I think he's working in 2 different markets now. So just seeing people transform their lives like that is just wonderful.
That was a great example, and we had a deal that closed on Friday. Another example, like Jordan Ben. Interestingly enough, though, he started off slower because he brought bad habits that he'd learned elsewhere, and he tried to take what we teach and then take what he thought he knew and try to blend them together. And he was getting meager results. And he finally hook, line, and sinker said, I'm going to buy in to exactly how Freedom Mentor approaches this business. Marketing for motivated sellers, creating opportunities through creativity so that you reduce risk and you, of course, gain more rewards. And that way, you're not stuck in these 8-month rehabs, and you're not stuck in deals that ultimately don't produce the results that, of course, everybody wants. And so in the case of Ben on Friday, we were counting it up and the deal made more money than this, but he graduated and the check to us was $121,000. For everybody that doesn't know, we share in the profits with our apprentices. We believe 50% of something is a whole lot more than 100% of nothing. And so, Ben got a chance to see that with his own eyes on Friday. Yeah. And just like Jordan, when they really dial into what we're teaching, that's when the magic happens because the opportunities are there. But it's also difficult for a lot of people watching this who have not been a part of our program, because you mentioned something about some of these techniques that we pioneer. And I think it'd be interesting for some of y'all to realize that the techniques that our organization has invented, that we have IP on, is stuff that in many cases, it was conversations with Brian and I, and maybe some of our other coaches. We'd get on a call and we would just dig deeper and deeper. And what about this? And what about that? Could we do this? Could we do that? And it was through real deals. And then this mastermind of you and I, and in some cases, a few others, that we developed what has now become some of our secret sauces that allow people to make massive numbers with less risk.
Absolutely. And I think it's just the value that the dividends being paid on us meeting on a weekly basis for nearly 15 years here.
Yeah.
Just going through deals and going through challenges and finding ways to overcome those challenges. And that's just real world deals. And so, you know, it's been commented many times, you know, we've forgotten more about real estate than most people have learned in career.
Right.
Because we've been doing it. And that's just being in the trenches, you know, rolling up our sleeves and getting it done. And it's wonderful when you see that problem and, you know, unfortunately some people shut down, they move on, they figure it just can't be done. Some people call it illegal, whatever it may be. And yet we look at, well, no, what can we do? And here's we get it done and let's brainstorm and be creative. And it's just wonderful how much we've been blessed to have success with it.
And it's an interesting way of looking at how we've obtained the wisdom that we have. So there's a lot of people that attempt to get all of their wisdom from 10 or 15 different podcasts and 10 or 15 different YouTube channels and all kinds of different blog articles. And they're getting texts and they're getting emails of new content. But ultimately for us, our wisdom comes from the real world. So we're not listening to 10 different podcasts. So you're not sending me a text saying, "Hey, Phil, I just watched this video. What do you think of this?" No, we're, "Hey, look, this is the deal that we're working on right now. This is what the seller said. Turns out this came up on title. Title agent said this. What do we do here?" And then the buyer, meanwhile, is upset about this. So yeah, our wisdom has come from that. And it's not just wisdom from the past, right? I'm talking about 15 years, but we're talking about today, right now. So what are you seeing right now in today's market? What's going on out there?
Well, obviously, coming off of 3 years of high market, you know, the past year obviously has been very different. You know, we've kind of said it's gone back to normal. You know, when all the ships were, tide was high, it was wonderful. But now we're starting to see where things really stand. We're going back to fundamentals. But because we have those fundamentals, we have that foundation to stand on and be successful in, we've been able to continue to do deals. So there's always a need. There's always a market of folks that need what we can uniquely offer. But we're able to do that with, frankly, less competition right now. Obviously, the media is doom and gloom and everything's falling apart. And to the extent that that means some investors figure there's no opportunity, well, that's
not a deal for us. So so we have less competition right now. We do have to go back to the fundamentals right now. Properties don't instantly sell above list price, even though they don't have anything, any fix up. We've got to go back to what works in a normal market. We have less competition, but the other thing that we're seeing out there is there's overall less transactions. I just read an article this morning that stated something along the lines of there's been less investor activity in 2023 than any year going back 10 years or something. And so I guess what they're basing that on is the volume of non-owner occupied purchases. Now, we focus on residential here, right? So we're not talking about B and C class office space. We're talking about single family homes primarily. And so When you look at the lack of overall transactions, how does that impact us as creative real estate investors?
Well, I think it's the benefit. We have not ever been based on just lots and lots of volume. We don't need to do lots and lots of volume. It's really quality over quantity. And so when we can be very selective in what is a deal, what is it that is going to yield a reasonable or a very wonderful profit, we're able to really hone those efforts. And that's through mastering a lot of marketing, really learning how to size up and understand where to focus our efforts, really just finding that signal amidst all the noise of the market and transactions and everything else. So it's been very beneficial. And so, you know, a lot of our students, you know, they made a deal a month and yet make a lot more than the, you know, professionals, doctors and lawyers out there that went to school for a decade or two to get there. So it's a wonderful market, and, you know, it's really just honing in where to put our efforts.
So even with the lack of overall volume of deals, someone does one or one deal a month. That's a huge number. These average profits are $30,000-$40,000 right now if you're doing it the way we do it. But even if you're doing a deal every 2 months, I think for a lot of people, that's still an enormous income for them in comparison to what they've been doing, along with having a lot more freedom and flexibility working from home and that sort of thing. So where do you see the market going for creative investors like us in the next couple of months or so? I know we don't have a crystal ball, and you know how much I'm not a fan of predicting the future, but what do you see just from the real world of deals out there?
Well, as we said, it's certainly, we've seen a slowdown in the number of deals going on. Obviously, higher interest rates. You've got less equity, just appreciation going on in some markets, maybe a little bit of curtailing. And so you're finding a few more folks that are in that tough spot, not a lot of equity to deal with the problem. That's where we can do creative deals. I just talked to a couple of students this morning that are picking up some creative deals and able to bring solutions to the table that the local real estate agent is scratching their head, has no idea how to do it. All they can tell the client is you're going to have to bring money to closing. And yet we can go in there and present a solution, solve the seller's problem, create a wonderful opportunity for a buyer, and make money in the process. And it's a pretty quick deal, too. So I think we're going to see more of those just due to the kind of current market. You know, again, no matter what comes our way, we have those core fundamentals, and that's what we continue to operate from. So no matter what comes our way, we just adjust as the need is there, and we're able to solve problems and be profitable in the process.
Yeah, I think it's so important that everyone understands that the basis of our business are these people that we refer to as motivated sellers. But other people may picture them differently. They just inherited a property and they live 1,000 miles away. Or you had mentioned the idea that people are struggling financially right now due to inflation and basic needs like eggs and milk are so much higher. And yet buyers are still buying because people need a place to live. Some people are getting new job transfers. Some people are simply moving to be closer to a family member. And so we have enough buyers. In fact, we have a low amount of inventory. And so when we can provide creative solutions, we're bringing people together and we're making a lot of money doing it. And we don't need a lot of deals to actually get it done. So you're going from an apprentice that graduates, makes a ton of money as a real estate investor in your own right, become a mentor with our team. You and I have been working together for a very long time. And now part of the reason why you're getting introduced again to this group is because you're going to start helping out, providing some wisdom, some signal, some truth. Some people refer to that as content or a podcast or a video. Tell us what's motivated you to go to this next step and begin sharing this wisdom with others and the general public, not just those in our group.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, obviously, you're very busy. And so we definitely want to make sure that we're addressing. There's a lot of information out there that just takes people left, right, you know, misinformation, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of noise. And we really do want to bring signal, bring truth to help people understand, hey, we have solutions. We can actually help other people and be profitable in doing this. You have a vehicle here that can transform your life if you choose to roll up your sleeves and get to work. So we have a need that continues to grow, as you're talking about, with the kind of constraints in the current market. And so we want to be able to help people kind of navigate through and understand, hey, there's a solution, there's a way to embark upon this, that you don't have to spend years going the wrong direction, learning right. all the hard lessons the wrong way. We want to help you to see through all that noise and really get that signal and benefit and move forward.
That's fantastic. Well, again, thank you for taking this next step and being a part of that solution, being a part of the solution of providing wisdom, signal, truth at a time when it's more difficult than ever, as you're mentioning, with so much out there from all the different supposed pundits. And so we're really looking forward to some of the videos you're going to be putting out. Again, alongside me too, I'm putting them both out. So that way you all can see that you'll get information from both sides, and you also get it from different perspectives. I think you've already noticed that when you're hearing from Brian. I think that's going to be an important thing, because you'll resonate with some. And of course, my all over the place sometimes will resonate with others. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here with me, and looking forward to your content, looking forward to what wisdom you're going to share. And everybody, I will also post links to Brian's early days when he, before the gray hair started, and his testimonial videos. And thanks again, Brian. This has been great.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil.